很高兴今天我能够来到这里，能够赞美我们的主。
Thank you to Pastor Fung for his willingness to share the pulpit ministry with me, giving me the opportunity to preach this morning.
谢谢方牧师能够允许我邀请我来到这个教会，能够做今天的这个服事和讲道。
Well, just a little bit of confession. If I'm 100% honest, the Christmas season has not been something that I have been super excited about.
坦白来讲，圣诞季节对我来说并不是什么让我特别兴奋的季节。
Especially when I consider my own excitement in relation to how excited my wife gets over the Christmas season.
尤其考虑到我对这个圣诞的这个感情，同我的太太对这个圣诞季节她的这个兴奋相比的话。
My wife really enjoys every aspect of Christmas, including all of the decorations that come along with Christmas.
我的太太真的非常喜欢圣诞节的每一个部分，尤其是对于圣诞节的这个装饰。
You can probably tell by my tone of voice that I'm not somebody that gets very excited over decorating for Christmas.
可能你们能够通过我这个语调当中可以看出来，我对这个圣诞节并没有那么兴奋。
The big reason for my lack of excitement over the Christmas season is that a lot of the traditions that we practice in America are just part of a consumeristic culture that are encouraged by big companies just as ways to spend money.
其中一个比较主要的原因呢，就是在今天的美国，很多的家庭来庆祝圣诞节呢，变成了一种消费文化。这些消费文化呢，主要是由于现在呢，很多的大的公司都在利用圣诞节来鼓励我们的家庭去做更多的消费，只不过变成一个赚钱的工具而已。
And when we look around our culture right now, when we see all these Christmas festivities, many of them are truly removed from the real meaning of Christmas.
你如果今天看我们今天很多的这个庆祝圣诞节的活动，你可以看到，其实这个跟我们原本的圣诞节的真正意义已经相去甚远。
But obviously, there is a bigger significance behind Christmas other than what we see the consumeristic rituals or culture practices.
但是实际上圣诞节有远远比我们这个消费和购物更为重要的意义。
And obviously that bigger meaning behind Christmas is the birth of Jesus Christ.
这个更重要的意义呢，就是耶稣基督的降生。
But have you ever wondered why is it so important that Jesus was born?
大家有没有想过，为什么耶稣基督的降生是如此的重要呢
？I once was sharing the gospel with a Muslim friend of mine at work.
我曾经向我的一个穆斯林朋友有传过福音。
And one of the things that he would always tell me is there's no importance behind Christmas.
他总是在跟我说，圣诞节没有什么更重要的。
He would say that there's no importance behind Christmas. There's no importance behind Easter.
复活节也没有什么特别重要的。
The reason that I said this is because, well, for one, it's a very odd thing in the Muslim belief to think of a God becoming man.
这里面其中一个重要的原因呢，就是当他在理解这个圣诞节和这个复活节的时候，他跟这个上帝的这个联系。
And the other thing that he would say is that God does not need a sacrifice to forgive us.
有一件事情他一直在跟我强调的是呢。上帝其实并不需要一个献祭来原谅我们。
As a young believer, I also asked myself the question of why God the Son ever became human in the first place.
作为一个年轻的基督徒呢，我也总是问我自己，为什么耶稣基督要成为一个人类来到我们中间呢
？And along with asking myself the question of why the Son of God ever became human, also why did He come to die on the cross?
同时呢，我也在会问说，为什么耶稣基督变成人来到我们的人间？为什么同时呢，又为了我们上十字架
？If someone were to ask you what the significance of Christmas is, could you answer them?
如果今天有人问你圣诞节的意义是什么，你能够回答他们吗
？If you can give them the answer that Christmas is about the birth of Jesus Christ, could you give them the question of why is it so important that Jesus came to be born in the first place?
如果你能够回答他说，耶稣基督的降生是为了我们，那么你又能够怎么样回答他们？耶稣基督为什么来到人间，又同时为我们死在十字架上
？The passage today gives at least four points of significance behind the incarnation.
今天讲到内容呢，至少会帮助我们 覆盖四方面的内容。
But as we begin, let's pray for the Lord to help us to understand this passage and help us to understand it in grasp.
在我讲这个四点之前，让我们先做一个祷告。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Christmas season.
天上的父，我们感谢你，让我们有一个圣诞季节。
Lord Jesus, we thank you that you humbled yourself, taking the form of a servant.
天上的父，你是如此的谦卑，能够让我们能够有这么一个圣诞节。
And Jesus, we thank you that you humbled yourself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
天上的父，你是如此的谦卑，为我们死在十字架上。
Lord, we pray that you would help us to understand what your word has to tell us this morning.
请主帮助我们，让我们能够在今天早上明白圣诞节以及圣诞节的意义。
I pray that you would help me as I proclaim your word to faithfully say what your word has to say.
让我能够清楚明白的传达圣诞节的意义给到在座的每一位。
And will my words not be my own, but would they be yours?
我今天讲的内容并不是来自我自己，而是来自于主给我的话语。
Lord, we pray for your help and for your glory in Jesus' name.
这样祷告是奉我主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
I'm not sure, Shimon, if this is working. So before looking at the points of significance, it is important to ask the question, what is the incarnation?
在今天在要讲这个四点意义之前呢，我们有一个非常有必要回答的一个问题，就是什么是道成肉身？
The incarnation, simply stated, is when Jesus became man.
简单的说，道成肉身就是耶稣变成人。
One theologian says about the incarnation.
曾经有一个神学家这样说道，
The incarnation means that he who never began to be in a specific identity as son of God began to be in what he eternally was not, namely true human.
道成肉身意味着他从未开始以自己的身份成为上帝的儿子，而是开始成为他永远不会成为的人。
It is very important to point out that the incarnation is not when Jesus came into existence.
有非常重要的是，道成肉身并不是指耶稣基督的显现。
Jesus is co-eternal with God the Father in every way.
耶稣从来都是在各个方面与我们的上帝和我们的父在一起。
Jesus does not have a beginning.
耶稣并没有一个起点。
This is exactly what it means when John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God."
这就是耶稣，这就是约翰福音在第一章第一节所讲的，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In John 1:1, the Word refers to Jesus.
这里的耶稣就是指的这个三位一体的神的存在。
Jesus has always existed as the second person of the Triune God.
耶稣总是在以三位一体的神的第二体来出现的。
Thus, Jesus does not have a beginning.
耶稣并没有起始。
The incarnation is when the eternal God the Son became truly human.
道成肉身就是指永恒的上帝在变成我们人的时候。
It is as John 1:14 says, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us."
也就是约翰福音第一章第十四节所说的，道成肉身住在我们中间。
Now that the incarnation has been defined, what is so important about it?
现在我们知道了什么是道成肉身，那么道成肉身的真正意义是什么呢？
Let's look to verse 14 again.
让我们回到这个第十四节。
It says, "Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast to our confession."
这里面第
Hebrews 4:14.
在希伯来书第四章十四节，我们这样讲到：我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。
This verse points to that the incarnation is significant so that we would have a perfect high priest.
因为有这么一个大祭司的存在，所以我们才会有如此，因为耶稣的存在，我们才会有一位如此完美的大祭司。
The language of this passage points to two important ideas. Sorry, points to two important ideas.
Okay, 这里面就讲到了我们在
Yeah, so it points to two ideas. One idea is the importance of the deity of Christ.
Okay. 这里面其实有讲到其中两个比较重要的一点。
And then the second importance, the deity of Christ is what we already talked about a little bit. And then the second thing of importance is the idea of the high priest.
其中里面的第一点我们前面已经讲到了，第二点我们主要是讲到大祭司。大祭司这个职能的重要意义。
In the Old Testament, there was the office of high priest.
在旧约当中有这么一位大祭司的这样一个职位。
And the function of the high priest was to offer sacrifices to God on behalf of the people.
大祭司的职责呢，主要就是来代表人来做献祭。
And there were many different sacrifices that the high priest would offer.
大祭司呢会有很多不同种的献祭。
And one of the most important sacrifices that the high priest would offer was the sacrifice for sin.
其中里面最重要一点呢，就是做的献祭呢，就是我们为大祭司为人的罪所做的献祭。
And if you look to Leviticus 16, we're not going to go there this morning. But if you look to Leviticus 16, there's a very detailed description of how the high priest would perform the sin sacrifice.
如果大家读过利未记第十六章的话，你们会有非常非常细节的了解。当然，我们今天早上不会去深入的来了解利未记第十六章。
The high priest would take a goat and he would place his hand upon the head of the goat.
大祭司会带着山羊，然后会把他的手按在山羊的头上。
And placing his hand upon the head of the goat, he was placing the sins of himself and the people upon the goat.
通过把手按在山羊的头上，他其实是在把他自己和人的罪放到了山羊身上。
As he placed his hand upon the head of the goat, he would then slaughter the goat.
在他把手放到山羊的头上，然后把这个罪转移到山羊之后，他会把这个山羊屠宰。
He would put his hand upon the head of the goat and slaughter it as an atonement for his sin and for the sin of the people.
他会把这个手放在山羊的头上，然后杀掉这个山羊，这样呢就把我们的罪转移到了山羊身上。
And the picture behind this sacrifice is very clear.
从这里面我们可以非常清楚地看到
，The penalty that the people deserve for their sin is death.
我们人类所为我们的罪所应该承担的这个代价应该是死亡。
But in placing the sins of the people upon the goat was bearing the penalty that the people deserved.
但是我们通过把我们的罪转移到山羊身上，让山羊替我们人类承担了我们应有的惩罚。
Why was this sort of sacrifice necessary?
为什么这样的献祭是非常必要的呢？
It's because God is a just God, demanding of justice for those who sin against Him.
因为我们的上帝是一个公义的上帝，我们的上帝他要公义的要求每一个叛逆他的人都要接受到相应的惩罚。
God's justice demands retribution against someone who has sinned against Him.
因为我们的罪呢会一直跟随着每一个我们的叛逆。
And because sin is an eternal act of rebellion, the only proper punishment for sin is death.
对这样的叛逆，对这样的罪，唯一的正确的处罚，那就是死亡。
In the Old Covenant, God gave His people the high priest to make these sacrifices for His people.
在旧约当中，上帝让大祭司为他的人类来做献祭。
But there was a crucial flaw in the Old Testament sacrificial system.
但是在这个献祭系统当中，有一个非常明显的缺陷。
How can the lives of a goat or bull pay the price owed for the life of a human being?
这个缺陷就是我们怎么可以用公羊或者山羊的公牛或者山羊的生命来为我们人的生命来付出代价呢？
If when we sin against God, our life is what is owed as the punishment for the sin, how can the life of an animal satisfy the justice of God?
如果我们犯了罪，那我们所付出的代价是应该生命，那我们怎么可以让公牛或者山羊的生命来为我们的罪 来付出代价呢？
The life of an animal is not equal to the life of a person.
一只动物的生命和我们人的生命是不同等的。
Therefore, the sacrificial system was not sufficient.
因此呢，这个献祭系统是不足够的。
This is a big idea in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews 10:4 actually says, it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins.
这就是希伯来书其中讲的比较重要的一点。正如希伯来书第十章第四节所说，因为公牛和山羊的血断不能赎罪。
Another issue with the Old Testament sacrificial system is that the high priest cannot effectively offer sacrifices on behalf of the people because he must also offer sacrifices on behalf of himself.
这个献祭系统的另外一个比较大的问题就是大祭司并不能够有效地为人来献祭，因为他也需要为他自己的罪来献祭。
Every high priest, like everyone else, was himself a sinner who owes his life as a penalty for his sins.
如同每一个其他人一样，那个大祭司他本身也是有罪的，他应该也为他自己的罪来做献祭。
But now in the incarnation, that has all changed.
但是呢，因为这个道成肉身，所有一切都改变了。
As Jesus was incarnate, he became man in every way and a high priest for all who trust upon him.
耶稣通过道成肉身变成人，成为了我们所有信他的人的大祭司。
Unlike any other high priest, Jesus was perfect in every way and without sin.
跟其他的大祭司不一样的是，我们的耶稣基督，他在每一个方面都是如此的完美。
He can truly offer sacrifice on behalf of the people before God because he himself is guiltless of sin.
他可以真正的为我们相信他的人来送上献祭，因为他本身是没有罪的。
He can offer sacrifice on behalf of the people because he has no need to offer sacrifice for himself.
他可以为所有信他的人来做献祭，因为他不需要为他自己的罪来做献祭。
Every other high priest ultimately fails at his office because his sacrifices were not sufficient to vindicate the people of their sins.
每一个其他的这个大祭司呢，所不能做到的，就是因为这个大祭司他们在做献祭的同时，也在为他们自己做献祭。
So we see the importance of the incarnation. Point one is that the incarnation is significant so that we would have a perfect high priest.
所以我们看到的这个道成肉身的第一点重要意义，就是因为道成肉身，所以我们有一位大祭司。
The second thing that we see here is that the incarnation is significant so that we would have a high priest who is human.
道成肉身的第二点重要意义呢，对于我们来说，就是我们有一个完美的大祭司，而且这个大祭司他是来我们中间成为人。
Look here to verse 15. It says, For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who, in every respect, has been tempted as we are, yet without sin.
让我们来看希伯来书第四章十五节。因我们的大祭司并非不能体谅我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
Jesus in his incarnation does not only give himself as a perfect high priest, but also as a perfect high priest who is fully human in every way.
道成肉身的耶稣不仅让他自己成为我们的大祭司，而且是作为一个完完全全的人来作为大祭司。
Jesus in his humanity faced all the same temptations that we face.
耶稣来到世间，跟我们所有人一样，都会面临一样的诱惑。
That's what it says when it says that we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness.
这里的大祭司呢，就不像我们所有人一样，他跟我们所有人一样，都会经历这么一个试探。
He faced all the same temptations that we face, but unlike us, he remained sinless through them all.
他跟我们所有人一样，受各种各样的试探，但是唯一不同的是，跟我们不一样的，他依然保持着无罪之身。
We all have failed as human beings at being faithful to the commands of God.
而我们作为人类，我们都没有能够做到这样，我们都没有能够顺服我们的上帝。
But Jesus in his full humanity has remained faithful to the commands of God.
而耶稣却以肉体之身，他依然保持着如此的顺服我们的上帝。
Why is it significant that our high priest be fully human?
为什么我们的大祭司，我们的耶稣变成人是变得如此的重要呢？
Why couldn't Jesus have merely remained as he was before the incarnation and saved us from our sins?
为什么耶稣不能够只是保持在跟道成肉身之前一样呢？
the New City Catechism, the catechism is a set of questions and answers, and it asks this very question.
有一本书叫《新城市教理》，是这么回答这个问题的。
I'd like us to read this together. I'll read the question and the congregation will reply with the answer. So why is it important for Jesus to be human? The New City Catechism asks, why must the Redeemer be truly human?
这里我会邀请所有的弟兄姐妹跟我来一起来读这个新城市教理的这个问题和回答。
Let's read this together.
让我们一起来读。
That in human nature, he might on our behalf,perfectly obey the whole law and suffer the punishment for human sin, and also that he might sympathize with our weakness.
救主为何必须是完全的人呢？只有身为人，他才能代表我们完美的遵行全律法，并担当我们的罪的刑罚，也才能体恤我们的软弱。
Only because Jesus is fully God is he perfect enough to offer an acceptable sacrifice to God.
因为耶稣他就是上帝，所以他才能够如此足够的完美，给我们的上帝献上我们可以接纳的献祭。
Only because Jesus is fully human is he able to offer a fitting substitutionary sacrifice for fully human people.
也正因为耶稣他是人，所以他才能够为我们人去献上适当的献祭。
We can think of the necessity of Jesus being fully human in a similar way to thinking about using the right currency.
当我们想象耶稣基督道成肉身的必要性的时候呢，我们其实可以想象我们是怎么样正确的使用我们的货币。
One thing that's interesting is to keep up with the value and how the values of different currencies from different countries change over time.
有一件非常有意思的事情呢，就是我们去保持各种货不同货币的这个怎么样使用这个不同货币的这个价值。
I don't have a lot of experience in exchanging currencies, and in fact, it's been over 10 years since I've done so.
我在过去超过十年时间，我并没有太多的经验去兑换货币的经验。
The last time I exchanged currency was when I was 13 and visited China.
我上一次去兑换外币呢，是我13岁去中国的时候。
I saved up some money and took US dollars with me to China. And when I arrived in the airport, I exchanged my money from my dollars to renminbi.
我带了一些钱，当我到达中国机场的时候呢，我把这些美元换成了人民币。
I exchanged the money so that way I would have the right currency to purchase the things that I wanted to purchase when I was on vacation.
我换这些钱呢，是为了我能够在逛商场，在买东西的时候呢，能够有正确的货币去购买我想要的东西。
When I was 13, I didn't really know that many of the street vendors would see an American and be like, "Oh, give me U.S. dollars and want that."
在我十三岁的时候，那时候呢，我其实并不知道，在我们的其实很多的金融商贩，他们也非常喜欢用美元来做交易。
If you're living in the States and you're sent a bill from the government on past taxes, how well would it work if you sent renminbi to pay the bill?
如果你住在美国呢，如果政府给了你一张账单，要求你去支付过去的税单，那么你可以用人民币去付这个税单吗？
If you tried to do such a thing, surely you would be sent another notice for late taxes.
如果你这么做的话，很有可能你很快就会收到另外一个单子，要求你去缴纳滞纳金。
The reason is because the currency does not fit.
原因很简单，就是因为你付的这个币种是不合适的。
In a similar way, the debt that we owe for our sins is our very lives.
同样的道理呢，我们要为我们的罪所付出的这个生命的代价是我们人的生命。
The debt that we owe for our sin is our very human lives.
我们要为我们自己的罪所付出的代价应该是我们自己的生命。
The life of an animal is not sufficient to pay the ransom for our sin.
一个动物的生命是不足以为我们人的罪来付出这个代价的。
But the life of a human is, provided that that human be perfect in every way.
但是呢，人的生命是可以的，如果这个人他是完美的，不罪的。
This is why Jesus had to become a human.
这就是为什么耶稣要道成肉身的原因。
The next thing that we see is that the incarnation is significant, so the high priest would have a sacrifice that is both fitting and sufficient.
道成肉身的这第三点意义呢，就是因为道成肉身，所以大祭司才会有一个适合的并且足够的献祭。
Jesus as a high priest is also unlike every other high priest because the sacrifice he makes is unlike every other high priest.
作为大祭司，耶稣跟其他的大祭司并不一样，因为他所做的献祭是跟别的献祭是不一样的。
The incarnation is significant because the content of the sacrifice our great high priest offers is himself.
道成肉身的这一点重要的意义呢，就是耶稣所用于献祭的是用他自己来做献祭。
Remember the flaw in the old covenant sacrificial system is that an animal life is offered for the life of a human.
请记住，在旧约当中的这个献祭系统的缺陷，就是用大祭司用的是动物的生命来代替人的生命做献祭。
The flaw is the animal life is not worth the same value as the human life, and so the sacrifice is not sufficient.
这个缺陷就是说，动物的生命和人的生命是不对等的，所以那样的献祭是不足够的。
But with Jesus, this all changes.
但是呢，因为耶稣基督，所以这一切呢都被改变了。
Hebrews 10 verses 11 and 12 says this: Every high priest stands daily at his service, offering repeatedly the same sacrifices which can never take away sin.But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sin, he sat down at the right hand of God.
希伯来书第十章十一至十二节说得很清楚，凡祭司天天站着侍奉神，每次都是奉上一样的献祭，这献祭断不能除罪，但是基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭，就在神的右边坐下。
It is only because of the incarnation that our great high priest would have a sacrifice that is both fitting and sufficient.
因为耶稣基督的道成肉身，所以呢，有了这么一个足够的、适当的献祭。
Jesus in his incarnation makes a sacrifice that is fitting because Jesus offers himself as a very human.
耶稣基督所做的这个献祭是足够的、适当的，因为是他用自己的身体所做的献祭。
It is only a human life that can truly atone for the sin of a human.
因为只有人自己的生命才能够为真正的为人的自己的罪来赎罪。
Jesus in his incarnation is the only sufficient, and the sacrifice he makes is only sufficient because it is only Jesus who can offer such a sacrifice as being perfect.
耶稣基督所做的这个献祭是足够的，因为耶稣基督用了他自己这么一个完美的无罪的生命。来为我们做这个献祭，所以变得足够。
No one else is fitting, or no one else is sufficient to offer this sort of sacrifice because no one else is perfect.
没有任何一个其他人所能够做这么一个足够的完美的献祭，因为没有人能够像耶稣基督那样完美无罪。
The fourth point that we see for the importance of the incarnation is the incarnation is significant so that we may draw near to God.
道成肉身的第四点意义就是我们因为这样所以我们才能够接近上帝的面前。
Look to verse 16.
让我们来看希伯来书第四章十六节。
Let's read this together once again, first in English, then in Chinese.
让我们来一起读，先读英文再读中文。
Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
希伯来书第四章十六节这么讲到，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，不要得怜悯，蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
The conclusion of this idea in the book of Hebrews is to let us draw near to God.
希伯来书的这个结论呢，就是说，我们可以让我们接近上帝。
The incarnation is significant because it is only possible that we can draw near to God because of the work that Jesus has done, including his work in the incarnation.
道成肉身是如此的重要，因为只有通过耶稣为我们所做的所有这一切，包括他的这个道成肉身，我们才能够接近上帝。
Before the work of Christ, we stood guilty before God.
在耶稣之前，我们在上帝面前是有罪的。
There was a severed relationship because of our own sin and rebellion.
因为我们的罪与叛逆，我们与上帝之间的关系是被隔绝的。
We disgraced God by our acts of rebellion, like the prodigal son disgraced his father by squandering his inheritance.
我们让上帝蒙羞，因为我们的种种叛逆行为，就像一个浪子在挥霍父亲的遗产。
But now in Jesus, He has fixed that severed relationship.
现在耶稣基督帮我们解决了所有这些问题。
But there is this sort of caveat.For it to be that Jesus has restored our relationship with God.
当然，这里面还有一个警告，就是耶稣基督 恢复了我们同上帝的关系。
And that caveat with that condition is that we must trust upon Jesus for that work.
这个警告或者前提条件就是说，我们必须要相信耶稣是为我们的做工。
If we do not follow Jesus as our prophet, priest, and king, if we do not hold fast to our confession, then the work that Jesus has accomplished will not be effective for us.
如果我们不追随耶稣作为我们的先知、大祭司和我们的主。
We must draw near to the throne of grace by trusting in Christ. How do you do that?
你会怎么做呢?
How do you draw near to the throne of grace, as the passage says, or how is it that you trust in Jesus?
你会怎么样去接近恩典的宝座呢? 你会怎样去相信耶稣基督呢?
This is significant and important for both Christians and non-Christians alike.
这个对于非基督徒也适用于基督徒，同样非常重要。
What it means to draw near to the throne of grace, what it means to trust in Jesus, ultimately is to rely upon Him as our source of joy, hope, peace, and significance.
我们相信耶稣基督，是因为这样我们可以依靠他，给我们带来欢乐、希望、平安以及义的源泉。
Look again to the text as it says that we may receive mercy to find grace in our time of need.
我们可以在我们需要的时候得到怜悯，并且找到恩典。
What is it that is our time of need?
那我们什么时候需要呢？
We're a very needy people, right?
我们确实有需要很多。
We may understand our time of need in at least a few different ways.
我们可能知道我们在很多不同的方面有这样的需要。
First, we must understand that our ultimate time of need is how we stand before God in our sin.
首先我们必须要理解我们需要的最后的时间呢，就是我们当我们来到上帝面前的时候。
That ultimate need is how we stand before God in our sin as guilty.
就是当我们带着我们的罪来到上帝的面前的时候。
That is our ultimate need that counts for eternity.
这也是我们追求永恒的终极需求。
But our time of need also refers to many struggles that we face.
但是呢，我们也会在我们日常生活当中，有很多的时候有需要。
Many struggles that we face and many needs that we face on a daily basis.
我们在每星期、每天都会遇到很多各种各样的困境。
Once this week I was delivering packages for UPS in a large UPS truck.
这个星期呢，有一天呢，我在给 UPS 投递包裹，开了一辆非常大的卡车。
Yeah, and I was in an area that I wasn't as familiar with, and I made a mistake.
我来到一个非常一个我不是很熟悉的区域。
I was in the Highlands area, which is a very older part of town, and I turned down an alley that is very small.
我在 Highland 那个区域，在那个比较靠近城市中心的地方，那是一个非常小的路。
And after it was too late, after I already made the turn, I realized that it was way too small.
在我这个转弯到这条小路的时候呢，已经有点太晚了。
I had to then back out of the alley back into the main street.
我必须呢退回到这个主干道。
And、that may not sound like much as I'm explaining that, but it was a very stressful situation.
当然我不会解释太多，但是呢，在那个时间下呢，让我感到非常的压力非常大。
If I were to hit something in the alley, I could potentially be liable for paying for the person's property.
如果我在这个小路上有碰到什么东西的话，那可能那是非常糟糕的。
And if I were to also be in an accident, I would be stuck at work for hours upon end, filling out paperwork and reports and reporting to the safety committee people.
如果我发生了什么交通事故，那可能我会要在公司花上几个小时的时间来填这份报告。
Whereas I could back into oncoming traffic in the main street and injure somebody.
如果我退回到这个主干道呢，我也可能会撞到后面来的一些这个车辆。
And sorry, Tony, I'm going to go off script just a little bit here. But we also saw on the news that a UPS driver in Florida was carjacked and involved in shooting and was shot and killed.
我也在佛罗里达呢看到一些新闻，有一些那个UPS 的这个投递的时候呢，有一些那个枪击事件 shooting.
Yeah.So it's a very, very stressful thing. And for me, that is one aspect that I can look up and say, well, that was a time of need that I had.
这个对我来说真的是非常的有压力。那个时候呢，就是我非常有需要帮助的时候了。
In that time of need, I knew I could rely upon Jesus.
在那么一个时刻呢，我知道我可以信靠我们的主。
I can't say for sure that I can rely upon Jesus to give me the strength and skill to safely maneuver my truck and avoid an accident.
我不能说在那个时间点呢，我可以依靠主来让帮助我来开车，或者说来操控我的车辆。
Although I will say by the grace of God, He did provide me such grace and skill to do so to avoid the accident.
当然了，耶稣基督也确实给了我这样的恩典，让我能够非常有技巧。
But more importantly, I knew that I could rely upon Him that whatever happens in that moment was ultimately for His glory.
但至少我在那一点，我可以相信的是，我可以依靠他，在那一刻不论发生什么，他都会是他给我的荣耀。
Perhaps even if I had gotten into an accident that day, it would have been God showing me grace by causing me to lose my job and no longer be worried about the stresses of managing the operation and damage.
也许呢，即使在那一天我发生一个交通事故，那也许可能上帝是在显示给我一个恩典，让我告诉我一些其他的信息。
And again, this is just one example that the daily needs that we face, that we need to rely upon Jesus as our source of joy, hope, peace, and significance.
这里边呢，所分享的故事呢，就是告诉我们，我们在我们的日常生活当中，我们无时无刻都需要我们上帝的恩典。
The holiday season is upon us.
这个节假日季节马上就要到了。
Are you stressed about finances in the season?
你有担心你的口袋子吗？
Trust upon Christ to supply you with joy that is beyond what money or financial security can provide.
请相信耶稣基督，他会给你们带来欢乐，带来希望和平安。
Are you depressed in the season because a loved one that you normally spend the time with is no longer around?
你会在这个节假日季节会因为你所爱的人不在你身边而感到沮丧吗？
Trust upon Jesus that He holds you in His hands in your time of sorrow.
请相信耶稣基督，他会把你握在手上。
Whatever your circumstances, know that Jesus, the eternal Son of God, Most High, has so chosen to become a simple human being that He may save sinners like you and I.
不论你今天是什么样的一个状况，认识耶稣，我们至高无上的神的永恒的儿子。
Because He humbled Himself and became man, and because He died upon the cross to save you and I, we may draw near to the throne of God and receive mercy and grace in our time of need.
因为他谦卑的选择成为人来拯救像你我一样的罪人，因为他所付出的代价，你和我才能够接近神的宝座。
So let us then daily, regardless of what difficulties we may face, regardless of what needs we may face, draw near to Him.
所以呢，无论在我们的这个日常生活当中，我们碰到什么样的困境、逆境，我们有什么样的需求，我们都可以来依靠我们的耶稣基督。
Regardless of what our culture says about the season, let us remember the true meaning behind Christmas.
无论我们各种各样的文化对于这个节假日可能有不同的讲法，但是请让我们真正的记住，圣诞节它给我们的真正意义是什么。
And that true meaning is that we have a God that loves us so much.
这个真正的意义呢，就是我们有一个真正的主，他是如此的爱我们。
That we have a God that loves us so much that even though we screwed up so much beyond our own ability to repair.
我们的主是如此的爱我们，虽然我们把很多事情都搞砸，但是他依然如此的爱我们。
That He became flesh and felt and went through every temptation that we felt, every temptation that we faced.
所以呢，他能够在我们面对各种各样的困境，我们各种各样的试探的时候呢，他依然能够来帮助我们。
But unlike us who fail in those temptations,
他不像我们这样，在我们碰到各种试探的时候，我们会经常因为各种各样的试探来失去我们的这个信念，或者说没有我们通过这个试探。
He remains perfect in every way for us.
他依然在各个方面保持如此的完美。
That we may receive grace and peace in our time of need.
因此呢，因为这样，我们所以才能够享受他给我们带来的平安、带来的喜乐和荣耀。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, we confess that we are sinners.
天上的父，我们承认我们是如此的罪人。
Heavenly Father, we confess that we deserve your judgment.
天上的父，我们承认我们应该为我们的罪所付出代价。
But Father, we thank you that because we trust in you, because we trust in your Son, rather than receiving judgment, we receive grace and mercy.
天上父，我们是如此的感谢你，因为你是如此的爱我们，所以呢，我们反而能够收到很多的平安与喜乐。
Lord, we receive grace and mercy as it relates to our sin before you.
我们没有因我们的罪受到惩罚，我们相反，我们收到了我们的恩典，我们的荣耀。
But Lord, we also receive grace and mercy every single day.
我们在每一天，我们都收到如此多的荣耀、平安以及喜乐。
So help us then to draw near to you.
因此，我们才可以能够接近您的宝座。
Lord, draw near to us because we are weak.
主啊，请允许我们能够接近您的宝座，因为我们是如此的脆弱。
And help us every day to live in light of the incarnation.
让我们在请帮助我们，让我们在每一天都能够活出您的样式。
Help us every day to live in light of the gospel that you died for us.
让我们能够在每天都能够活出您在十字架上为我们所付出的代价，我们所配的这个样式。
Lord, we are needy and weak people.
我们有很多的需求，我们是如此的脆弱。
But you are great and you are mighty.
你是如此的仁慈，如此的对我们如此的恩典。
Lord, supply us with grace and mercy for your glory.
给我们如此多的怜悯，给我们的恩典和荣耀。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，是奉我主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.